I get asked a lot about the men in my personal life. And let me just say that it is a full one indeed. Mistress keeps a bevy of boyfriends, slaves, and sissy bitches in her back pocket, all for various reasons. One who is near and dear to me in particular enjoys special privileges. I will refer to him as Vac. Why? Because he is a raving pussy addict that never loses suction, like a high-end vacuum. He is also a devoted chastity pet, but every now and then, I loan him out to other women. You remember how Cinderella was promised she could go to the ball as long as she finished all her chores? Well, Vac has a hefty mistress workload, but he never complains when it's time to roll up the sleeves and chow down on it. He's no stranger to anal sex and prostate massage either. One of my greatest pleasures is sliding in that Anaros while he licks me up into a frenzy. Vac is so excited. If he had a tail, it would be wagging. That's because Mistress has unlocked his cage for a playdate with someone very special. I've been getting him sufficiently worked up and keeping him denied all week just to make sure that she will have a nice, full set of balls coming her way. The only time Vac is allowed to come is after he has serviced a beautiful, deserving woman to the fullest. Oftentimes, this can mean several hours of non-stop pleasure and multiple orgasms before he is allowed to shoot his load. In this case, it also means being humped and pumped by his special lady and her strap-on. I like to think of these moments as opportunities for subby growth. And what better way to teach humility and submission than at the hand of a strap-on femdom? It drives me crazy to think of what Vac is doing with another woman, but only in the best way possible. It's kind of like what a cuckold feels when his hot wife is at play. I lie in bed or on my sofa, imagining what they are doing together. Then my hands will inevitably start to touch and tease my breasts or my clitty. Is he satisfying her? Oh, he must be. Vac is very attuned to the needs of a woman. The more I think about it, the more it gets me right on the edge of exploding. You see, I like to think of myself as being built for pleasure by design. I enjoy sharing my gifts with others if it brings them joy, and Vac is basically the male version of that. He would never dream of stuffing my light in a box, so I grant him the same courtesy in turn. All I can think about is when he will return to me, totally spent and yet still so eager to please me, our erotic energies feeding one another. Overwhelmed he may be by countless anal pleasures, and yet his hungry hole still cries out for more. I doubt I will ever tire of training this one for sure. This is Empress Alexis of SensualPhoneMistress.com, and I can be reached by calling 800-601-7259.